Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Wise Women Chat Podcast, a podcast that provides hope, encouragement, godly advice, all while inspiring and empowering. A podcast that allows women to just be free to speak about any topic, have candid conversations, and be transparent about their journey in life. I am Trisha Duckworth. Okay, so I have a question. Did you know that porcelain is known for its strength and translucence? Now, of course, strength is a relative term, right? But nevertheless, while porcelain is strong for fire clay, it can easily chip, crack, and break. It would never win a battle against a slate floor. But its weakness doesn't make porcelain less attractive. As a matter of fact, its delicacy adds to its beauty. Today's topic, fragile beauty. So, porcelain is so translucent that the shadow of the hand of the one holding it can be seen right through it. Now, this can be the same for most of us. Now, of course, we all know that God is our source of strength, right? But we all are still so fragile in so many areas of our lives. The areas of our greatest strengths can hold some form of weakness and vulnerability. We all know this, right? I want you all to understand that God can use all of who you are, even your weakness, to do amazing things, to do some beautiful things, and for Him to shine through you and show your beauty to those who would have never known some of the toughest trials that you were facing. When you feel small or incapable of handling a task you know you have to face, pray for God's guidance, His directions, instructions, and God's power to work mightily in your life, because He will do it. He does it all the time. And I need you to look for God, the shadow of His hands, holding you close and never letting you go. See, because I believe a lot of us lose insight of that. Keep in mind, always, when you're weak, God's strength has a chance to shine in such an unexpected, beautiful way that no one on earth would know what you're going through unless you shared it with your mouth. And sometimes we go through some things that we are just left alone with God. And it's not necessary that He's stripping people from you, but He needs you in such a place that your focus is on Him and Him alone. And so you can hear His voice and not hear the interference of others telling you what you should do or their opinions of what you should do and how you should do it, versus listening to God's directions and instructions to show you how to go through whatever it is you have to go through. His plans are perfect. His timing is perfect. And I know some of us go through some of the most difficult things in life that have stripped us down. And some of us thought we would never make it or go through what we have gone through. But did you hear what I said? What we have gone through. Meaning if you have gone through it, you know you can make it through anything that God put in your path. And I think we lose insight also, as the word tells us, that God would not put too much on us that we can bear. So in reality, we don't recognize that we can bear some of these things that we're facing, some of those difficult challenges and overwhelming situations and circumstances that we face, that we don't recognize that we can face it. This is why it's so important and vital to stay in His Word and make it personal. And make it personal. Put your name in it. Do whatever you need to do, but it's your confirmation of God's voice telling you what you can do, how you can make it, and Him providing strength in every area of your life. Fragile beauty. The strongest people are not those who show their strengths in front of others, but those who win battles others know nothing about. And in life, we face challenging situations. I've said that. We know this. This is a fact. And some are they're just difficult. Some, I can't even imagine some of the things that you all have faced. Some of the heart-rendering, difficult, just felt probably like your heart was just being ripped out of your body, right? But with each task, your strength to endure is what makes the beauty sing. That you were able to get through that. You were able to make it through that. And some of you have shared it with others and helped others through their journeys. Have you never, ever not thought about the fact that that may have been the reason why you had to face what you had to face? So you can help somebody else that God knew wouldn't be able to stand like you had? Think about that. Sometimes it takes an overwhelming breakdown to have an undeniable breakthrough. Let me say that again. Sometimes it takes an overwhelming breakdown to have an undeniable breakthrough. My God, who am I speaking to? Your strongest actions is to love yourself. Be yourself and shine amongst those who never believed you could. Because we all know everyone is not rooting for us. And that is so sad. That is so sad. That, you know, because somebody else hurt, they want you to hurt. You all know the phrase, hurt people, yes. But in this case, people are not rooting for you and may not have your best of interest. So when you're going through, especially when it's publicly, they don't want to see you shine through that. They don't want to see you make it through that. Because we all know that there's a lot of cruel people in this world, right? But you don't worry about that. You keep walking the walk. You keep listening to God's instructions. You keep holding your head up and do what you need to do and how you need to do it to please God. Don't you worry about them. Let God take care of them. Strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you thought you couldn't. Let me say that again. Strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you thought you couldn't. And some of us do. We walk this walk and we go through some difficulties, right? But we don't think we can make it. We give up too quick. We give up too soon. And if God put that task in front of you, trust and believe you're going to make it through it. You all know that the life that we live, being on this earth, was never going to be easy. We're going to have tasks. But none of us are exempt from going through anything in life. We're not. It is your responsibility. It has to be your responsibility to hold on to God's unchanging hand and to understand that His word is truth. His word is solid. And stand on His promises. You have to. For those who have families, who have children, do it for them. Do it for you first. And then do it for them so they can see that strength in you. They can see that if you can go on and you can make it, you can keep pushing. But there's so much lack, or so the unseen is, you know, you don't understand, you don't know. You don't know what's next, but you trust God's plan and you trust His timing. Remember that God is always with you. You're never going to stop believing that. I need you to believe that, right? So it's certainly trust him. With everything that you have to trust him. Okay? So he will carry us through, right? Facing the healing of our bodies. So many people need healing right now with everything that's going on in our nation. From whatever is trying to kill you, God will give you hope. Even for some painful breakthroughs. Listen, so many women have reached out to me, and we're only this day, 31 days into the new year. And I've had so many women reach out to me this month thus far. Hurting, overwhelmed, of course, confused, scared, lonely, tired, mad. Amazing. Listen, allow me to encourage you all. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give up on God. Look at it like this. It's just a test. He's maybe testing you to see how much you trust him. He's going to come through. When you're faced with these situations that's difficult to God to handle, difficult for you to handle, because it's certainly not difficult for God to handle. But see, the thing is, you need to give it to God. And see, that's our problem. And it has been my problem when I was going through some difficulties. I tried to handle them myself. And most of us do, right? Most of us try to handle our problems on our own. And we don't have the ability to handle some of the things that we have to face. So that means we have to give it to God. But see, the thing about it, for some of us, I've done this too. When I gave it to God, I always try to give him a helping hand, like he need my help. God don't need your help. Either you're going to give it to him or you're not. He does not need your help. But what he do need you to do is trust him and his timing, trust his process, trust his plan, because it may not always happen in the same day that you give it to him, in the same year that you give it to him. But you got to trust that he know what he's doing. You got to trust that he's going to bring you out. You got to trust that he's going to heal you. You got to trust that he's going to do what he said he was going to do. And just because you don't see it in the time frame that you want to see it in, I'm encouraging you not to give up, not to throw in the towel. How many of us at times have quoted that we should be further along in life than where we are? I'm sure a lot of us, I'm a witness, I have. And that may be true to a certain extent. Because the thing that I had to learn through that is, how many times have I, once again, tried to help God out in trying in my destiny? When God tells me something that I need to do, give me a task, and I choose to do it the way I want to do it. Or I choose to go down another road that God told me not to go down, being disobedient. All those things may delay why you're not where you want to be. Because you're not being obedient to what God told you to do. All of this plays a factor in listening and being attentive to the voice of God. Either you will or you won't. Ask yourself this question. And it's not for you to answer me. Answer God. How much do you trust God? How much do you really trust him? So all those painful situations that you're facing, all these things that you had to endure, you know, the marriage breaking up, the child still being on drugs that you've been praying for, this pandemic, let's talk about this. This is why so many people are still in such a rut. It's still in such a painful situation because they're going through. This pandemic has not let up. It's still here. It's still at large. people are still laid off. But yet there are still millions are still doing fine financially. It never affected them financially. But what about the ones that it did affect? Let's talk about them. Let me encourage those who may be under the sound of my voice still laid off. Still not working. Still struggling. And we're almost a year into this thing here. Right? It's a test. It's a test, y'all. God is testing your faith. How much do you really trust Him? This is not the time to murmur and complain. This is not the time to say what you don't have and be grateful for what you do have. This is the time to praise Him, talk to Him, love on Him, respect His sovereignty, and understand that God will never leave you, nor will He forsake you. Yes, it gets hard at times. Of course, I'm sure it does. But you have to trust Him with everything in you and take it one day at a time. See, for the most times, a lot of people overthink and they're thinking all the way down the line. Now, I get it. I get it. You can have faith and hope in things happening for the good, of course. Do that. Yes. But each day during your difficulties, you take it one day at a time and stop that overthinking. Stop it. This is not the time to overthink. This is the time to think on the goodness of God and get in His word and understand where you're at and what He's telling you to do. It is a test. And everything that you're facing, everything that comes to you, look at it just like that. I do. Some things that I have to face and go through. I mean, like I said, we all go through things, right? And the first thing that come out of my mouth, oh, this is a test. Oh, I'm going to pass this test. So how do you pass the test? You stay in the Word of God that gives you strength, right? You look to Him, the author and finisher of your faith, right? You find yourself in the Word. That Bible is filled with everything. Trust me, ain't nothing you're going through on this earth that has not, no one hasn't faced in the Word of God. That God is going to provide you instruction and directions through His Word of what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Have it ever occurred to you that most of those trials may be trying, that God is trying to get your attention? Once again, look at this pandemic. We got probably, I'm not sure what the percentage, but I'm just going to say a real high percentage of people still working from home and never went back into their offices since March of 2020, right? So they have the flexibility, of course, of working from home. But a lot of people are saying they're lonely working at home, that they don't get that interaction like they used to when they were going back and forth to their offices, right? But how many of us know that sometimes being stripped away, come on now, stripped away from, let's just say, society for temporarily, it may be a time for you to set aside some very quiet time with God. And look how many months we have had to do that. How many of you have done it? How many of you have been fasting and praying and trusting God to just hear His voice for such a vulnerable time that we're in? So it goes back to, have it ever occurred to you that most of those trials may be God's way of trying to get your attention? He's trying to get our attention, y'all. He's trying to get our attention. My God, let me encourage you to stand strong, okay? Stand strong. I don't care what it is. Some of you may have had positive interactions with COVID, and you may have had it. may have tested positive. A lot of you have lost family members, and I'm so sorry. My prayers are with you all, us all going through this. But allow me to encourage you all that God still sits high and look low, that he still sits on the throne, and there's nothing that we're facing that God didn't already know we were going to face. Let's stop the murmuring and complaining. Let's start trusting him even the more. Let's start spending more time with God. Let's start trusting him more and giving it to him and stop trying to handle it ourselves. We can't do it. And it's only so much he's asking for us to do. And I know for sure he's asking for us to be obedient and to trust his timing and trust the process. We're going to make it. You're going to make it through whatever it is that you're facing. You are going to make it. There's not a doubt in my mind, in my heart, that God is not going to come through for you. We all know that some of the things, too, that we have to face, there are lessons. There are things that we have to be taught. And sometimes it gets more difficult based on the directions that we choose to go in versus the direction, of course, that God tells us to go in. I know we're living in some times we would have never thought that we would have been seeing or facing. But guess what? God knew. God knew. People always talk about my strength and my faith in God, right? But what they don't know is I had to go through some tough times to get this faith. Because God had to show me that he was there. Listen, guys. He had to show me that he was there. Doing some tough times. And he did. He did. He brought me through some difficult situations. So when I say I don't have a choice but to trust him, I mean that. I don't have a choice but to trust him. Because I know if he did it before, he would do it again. That's the kind of God he is. He'll bring you out of that. Whatever that is, he will bring you out of that. My, oh my. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Listen, I want to dedicate this segment to all of you beautiful queens facing tough times, painful challenges. Some you've shared with others, and some only you and God know about. You have to fulfill those dreams. And in order to fulfill some of those dreams, you have to get up. Don't you dare lay there in sorrow. Get up. You are a conqueror. Each tear that fell down your face was meant to fall to water the seeds of hope and seeds of new beginnings. So it's okay. It is okay to let the tears fall. It's all for your growth. For your growth. So I dedicate this segment to you. You beautiful queens. Fragile. But fragile beauty. You keep walking the walk, okay? Share this segment. Share this podcast. Be blessed. Check out Morning Glory. It's a 365-day devotional. God allowed me to write that devotional during some difficult times in my life, and those were words that he shared with me each and every day. I promise you, it will bless you. It's still blessing me, y'all, to read back on things, to read those morning devotionals and be encouraged and lifted up and knowing and that assurance that God is here. He's been here. He's never left. That he's opening doors no man can open, right? So check it out. Check it out. You can check it out at www.wisewomen.com Or you can also check it out on Amazon, Morning Glory. Also check out Purple Pearls. It speaks about going through some difficult times as well and how to get through those difficult times. So that's Morning Glory and Purple Pearls. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This segment has really blessed me, and I pray that God will speak through me for you all, but I needed this as well. We at Wise Women Chat, we don't want to leave without a scripture. I love to just encourage you all through a scripture that will carry you through. And the scripture for today, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah 8:10. Thank you all. Until next time, be blessed. Goodbye.